Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, June 21st. And, you know, I love hearing from you guys. Mark and I are always excited when we hear from folks in places, from places we've never been. Today, I'm very excited because we have an international caller. If you would like to get on the line with us, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, let us know if you'd want to come on the air. If not, just fill out the form and we'll do some, we're going to be doing email segments just because things are so crazy in the markets and people are nuts. Okay, so today, without further ado, let us get to our listener, Will, who's chatting with us from, you know, South Korea. That's all. So, Will, welcome to the program. What time is it there?
A little bit after 11:30 p.m.
Oh, you're staying up late for us. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Avid listener.
Oh, my gosh. What brings you to our airwaves?
I've been in the military for 31 years now. Really got a late start in investing as far as like the thrift savings program that the military offers, really just in the last few years that I've gotten into that. I've been maxing it out, turned 50 this year. The last 2 years, I've maxed it out at $20,500. And then this year, I can put in $27,000. So I'm kind of maxing it out because I can and it's available to me. But with 31 years in and looking to retire at around the 34 or 36 year mark, my pension's going to be relatively high, 115 to 130,000 a year. And I'm just wondering how much is too much? Could I back off the TSP contribution a little bit?
Interesting. This is interesting. So a couple of questions, Will. Number one, are you single, partnered, married?
I'm married, just remarried about 4 years ago.
And how old is your spouse?
She is, she's 39.
You see that, Mark? This is why my friends who are 50 can't find guys, you know, because he's marrying a 39-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a different program. Is she also in the military?
No, she's not.
Okay. And does she work?
She's not, no.
And is she with you there or is she in the States?
No, she's regularly here with me. She's on vacation with her son right now, but yes, she's normally here.
Okay. So when we're looking at retirement planning, are we planning for you and her together? Is that or do you keep your money separate?
Us together.
Okay, great. How much do you think you guys need to live on?
Probably in that $100,000 a year, really.
I mean, so really your pension would mostly cover,
it would cover
what
it.
Your needs are. Yeah.
The bigger concern is that, well, I'll have the pension. I'll really need to pay into the survivor benefit plan, which only I believe is like 55% of what my pension is that would go to her with my demise, right? So I don't know if that would be enough then to
cover
her.
How much money do you have right now in the thrift savings plan?
Right now the balance is $38,000 because when I first started, I was just dripping into it for several years, like very small amount just to get in the habit of putting something in there while I paid off other debt. And then it was just the last 2 years where I maxed it out. but it was still under the traditional plan because before you weren't able to do a Roth. So I just last 2 months switched it to a Roth. I'll max it out, putting $2,200 a month into it.
Great. That's awesome. Do you have some cash on hand?
Not a ton. I keep about $15,000. It's, you know, the pay's steady. It's pretty secure knowing that I'm going to get my paycheck every 2 weeks. So
sure. And any other kind of investments, a brokerage account, some other things that you, rental property or anything like that?
Well, so on the retirement side, there's a thrift savings plan. And then I've got, I have an IRA, a Roth, and my wife does as well with balances. I mean, just the last few years we put in there. So I've got like 16,500 in mine, 15,000 in hers. Non-retirement accounts, about 12,000 between Robinhood and Webull, doing just playing around a little bit.
But isn't it so much fun when the markets are gyrating and
it was great.
Moving against
I was
you?
The greatest investor on earth when I was up like four times that amount. So it's been a sad year on that.
Oh, well.
I have a Vanguard account that's got about 40,000 in it. And then
that's
I
good.
Put 10,000 in I-bonds in May. Rental properties. My wife owns an apartment. She's from a foreign country. She owns an apartment there that really just, it's enough rent to pay our, enough income to pay for our trips there.
Okay. So I'm not going to really include it. And what about you? What about your living situation? I mean, you're paid for, you're living in Korea, but do you own any property in the U.S.?
Not anymore. I sold a house in South Carolina before I left there at the peak of the market. That worked out very well. And once we retire, we're looking to move in with her parents, actually, back in the States.
What kind of, you must be a very special kind of man.
Well,
move in with her parents.
At least she told me that was the plan and they were in agreement with it. So we'll have a good time. There's not going to be, you know, an extra house payment, although I would like to do some investing in real estate to put out rental things. But
this is interesting. Will you be entitled to Social Security?
Yes.
Do you really need, I mean, I don't mind you using the thrift savings plan. So let's just talk about this. If you retire in 2 years, when you have 33 years in, like, what do you hope for? Do you want it to be then? Do you want it to be in 5 years?
5 years would be probably the best case. This is going to be my last assignment, doing a 2-year extension. I'm a year in right now. I'll do another year and then I'll do a 2-year extension. So at least that's going to take me to 34 years in. But if the Army will keep me another two, I'll stay another two. But
why wouldn't they want you? You sound very nice and competent. So at that point, here's the thing. And obviously the pension keeps getting better and better. So, you know, you have the pension that will mostly float you. I like the idea of continuing to use the thrift savings plan. I mean, I don't think there's any downside. You're using the Roth now, which is great. Are you able to save even more beyond this $27,000? Or is your cash flow pretty able to absorb that and more in terms of saving?
It's pretty much break even because, I mean, the couple other things I do, I've got two older children from my earlier marriage. The oldest, he's got a son now. So I contribute to a 529 for my grandson and for my stepson as well, where I do like $100 on their birthday per year of age. So it's for the stepson, it's getting a lot more, you know, for the grandson, it's going to grow as he grows. Doing those and contributing to the maxing out the Roth IRAs as well. So the extra money each month ends up really folding back into those. So it would break even through the year.
Would it make you feel a little bit, I mean, you said you're 50, right?
Yes.
I would think you could do one of two things. I don't think you need to do Roth IRAs. I mean, you can just use the TSP just because it's easy and, you know, it's a good plan. That's not a problem. I'm not sure I would do the Roth IRAs. I would mind. I mean, because you're young, I think you should be putting more money into the Vanguard account because you are going to have a period of time where you're going to want to access money. I know you're going to probably have more than you need, but let's say that, you know, you're 55, 53, 55, whatever it's going to be before you get to a period where I mean, I think you'd want to spend some more money. You might want to travel some. You might want to buy a car here and there. Like, I think it's good to beef up your non-retirement stuff. You're putting away a lot of money into the Roth environment, right? So you're doing 27 and then you're doing, are you doing seven for yourself and six for her?
Seven for myself and six for her, yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, that's a lot. I don't think you need to do that. I think that I would do the 27 in the TSP and the extra seven and six that are going into the Roth now. I would just take that $1,000 a month and add it to the Vanguard account. That's what I would do. You're probably not going to need to touch a lot of this money. You know, you're because of your, it's a quite a unique situation, right? You have a great pension, but we do want to beef things up, you know, because as you said, your wife's younger. You know, you want to get back to the States and you're going to do your thing. You're not going to have a big housing cost. You're going to have some fun. Do you think that you would work when you return to the States?
I probably will in some capacity of
a little something, right?
Yeah. Just some side money to cover the hobbies.
Yeah. I think that you're in really good shape. I think that just being focused on saying, let me give myself a little bit of a slush fund from, let's call it 55 to age 70, because that those 15 years, you're going to be fine with your current accounts, I mean, with your current income. But, you know, once you get Social Security, I mean, you're going to be amazing shape. I think you're in great shape. You got your wills done?
Well, I knew that question was going to come and I was trying to think of a snappy answer. And my answer is I need to update mine and we need to do one together, you know, that we get all our planning together.
Well, I know you always have to have a will in the military.
It's as easy as going to our legal office and sitting down with someone to do it. And we just need to go do that.
Oh, yeah.
So we will very, very soon.
I mean, thank you. Please do that. Do you have life insurance through the military?
Yes. So just a term policy, like 400,000 coverage on me. And then I believe it's 100,000 for my wife.
I mean, there's something to be said, maybe, depending on like when you retire and what your situation is. If you feel like the survivor benefit for your wife isn't quite enough, you may want to get, this sounds crazy, but like a 10-year term policy that would protect her if you were to die within 10 years after you leave the military. You know what I mean by that? So if you were to die within those 10 years, she'd get the 55% survivor benefit, but you'd also get extra money from the insurance policy.
Right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about doing that.
Let's look into that.
Sense.
That might be worth doing. I think you're in great shape, Will.
So I appreciate it very
much.
Let's
beef that non-retirement money up and get those estate documents taken care of and maybe look into a little life insurance. All right.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for serving. We always like to say that as well. It's a vital part of our country. So don't forget it. All right. If you would like to get some great ideas about how to navigate your pre-retirement, your current situation, how to reach your goals, we'd love to help you out. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click contact us, that beautiful button in the upper right, and do make sure that you check the box that says you'd be willing to come on the air. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And of course, you can find us wherever you find your podcast. You may want to check out our other show. It's called Eye on Money. And leave us a rating and review on Apple. Oh, and Mark is shilling for me, which is please help support my 275-mile ride, which will be taking place in September. You can do that right on our website. You can support my ride for the Cycle for the Cause. So check it out. It's all at jillonmoney.com. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.